Okay.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist and we're going to be talking about Audubon County Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Anna.
Thanks.
Yes, Anna. This is a year that a lot of Relay for Life, you know, it's been going on for a lot of years, and a lot of places, I think, are changing some things, and you are too. So let's start with where and when the Audubon County Relay for Life is being held.
Okay, our Relay for Life for Audubon County is being held this Friday, June 7th, from 4:30 until 10 p.m. at the Audubon County Fairgrounds in the Agri Hall. And we're going to have everything inside this year, except for you possibly might have to go outside and grab your food. That'll be right outside the door. Couldn't be any handier.
You're just thinking it might rain. It might.
Yes, it always rains on Audubon when we have our relay. It's raining today, and I think it's in the forecast for Friday also.
Yes. So whatever the weather is, rain, sun, whatever, mist, you're going to be inside where it's comfy, and you've got a lot of things going on in Agri Hall. But I understand you also have a few things going on in one of the other places.
Yes, most of it's inside, but we are going to have some kids' games in the Hoop building outside the building. And those will start at 4:30, and I don't know if they're going to go for just an hour or 2 hours. We've got some great kids volunteering to help with that program. So they'll have things for the little kids to do out there, too. So, but we're going to have all the entertainment and the luminaries, and the walk itself is going to take place inside the Agri Hall. And it's a good-sized building, so we'll have the luminaries surround there, and we'll have our little map laid out for where you can walk inside the building. We'll have entertainment in one section and places to sit and eat in another, and we'll have lots of things for silent auction and live auction, and I don't want to start naming things because I'll leave out something somebody else thinks is important. So
yes. So let's, Anna, let's kind of review the times and the program. You've mentioned that some activities are starting at 4:30. What's kind of the next time frame? What happens next?
Okay, well, our silent auction is going on from 5 until 7:15. Sue Croker is going to start off the evening at 5, just playing music while everybody gathers and gets settled and gets their foods and things. And then the actual opening ceremony is going to be at 5:30. So that's when we're going to have our real kickoff is then. And then we have several things going on, people speaking. Pastor Ben's going to do a prayer. We have the survivor caregiver lap and ceremony is going to be at 5:45. And then we have, this year we have, again, Joan Bauer in her Fighting Mad run. They start at one end of the county and run to the other end.
Oh, my.
And they're going to be back in Audubon at 6:15. And what she calls it is the Fighting Mad Run prayer, and she has prayer papers. And a lot of people I know have made a donation to her team, and then they're given a little slip of paper, and you write a thought or a prayer or something on it for someone, and they carry it in their baton across the county. When they get back, they have a little prayer session and a little ceremony with all of the slips of papers. So I don't know if there's 5 or 6 on her team, not me, that take turns running so many miles across the county. So
well, you have to stay in the Agri Hall and keep things organized. So that's your reason for not running.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I can't be running.
Okay, so then you have a program that starts at 5:30.
Yes, that's our program starts, and we have different speakers coming, and and just musical entertainment and, like I say, the live auction's going on this whole time. And we have live auction stuff, and then we have silent auction things. And then at the closing prayer is at, 7:45. The live auction takes place at 7, though. And then we have the luminary ceremony at 7:30 after that. And then we're doing something different this year. We're going to try to extend our evening on a little different venue from starting at 8 o'clock. A local group will be playing called Out of Options, and they'll be playing until 10. And we'll have a open bar there that's a cash bar sponsored by the Hearts and Hands Raising Hope team. I misspoke there. They're doing some other food project, I believe. I misspoke. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, we're going to just try something different and, you know, see if we can't get more interest and more people. And it isn't always about the dollars. It's about the time shared together, remembering, praying, and hoping.
Mm-hmm. That's all that support is really, really important. A couple of things. You've mentioned the live auction, but there's a silent auction. And somewhere in there, I think there's something to do with dessert. What's that?
Oh, yes. We have a new venue this year. Is our we're having a dessert table auction. And Virginia has contacted a lot of people that are very talented in that department. So I guess we have wonderful things donated for that auction that will be going on all evening, that it'll be you know, like a silent auction on those items, I believe.
Okay. So, so if you're having,
you don't get enough from Two Palms, wonderful grilling experience for us, and they're serving from 4:30 to 7, then we should all satisfy our sweet tooth too.
You bet. And then I'm thinking, since this is Friday night, you know, if you're having company coming on Saturday or Sunday, hey, you could just buy this wonderful dessert and surprise your company. So kind of think ahead there a little bit. But you have,
That's a great idea.
You have, it seems, as you said, you've tried to plan things that will appeal to various people. And trying new things is what it's all about sometimes. You got to get out of the rut.
That's right. We have to kick it up once in a while and change venues. Yeah, everything's changing. So it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
How long have you been involved, Anna?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I have Dr. Barnes to thank for that. So it had to have been back probably maybe 20, almost 25 years ago, I would say.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's important to have folks like you who continue, but it's also important for new folks to join in the cause.
Yes, it is. And we've had some wonderful new faces join us the last few years, and they're full of new energy and fabulous, great new ideas. And we're very receptive to change, and we're very receptive to new hearts and working hands. And so we welcome everybody, and we meet and have a great time at our meetings too. And it's just a fun, fun group with a common goal.
Okay. So it's actually, we're hearing this today on Friday. This is all happening tonight. And so if you don't have a plan for tonight, it doesn't matter whether you live in Audubon County or somewhere else. I think it sounds like a good place to go tonight because you can have great food, have lots of other kinds of things going on, meet some new people. It would be a good event for just anybody to attend from wherever.
That's correct. That's correct. We welcome all, and we kind of have a Dr. Seuss theme somewhat, and the committee's heart and minds anyway. And, you know, we going like, we do not like cancer here or there. We do not like cancer anywhere. And a hope is a hope, no matter how small. Famous quotes from Dr. Seuss. Please come join us Friday at the Agri Hall from 4:30 to 10. We'd love to see you.
All right. Thank you very much, Anna Elmquist, for visiting with us about the Audubon County Relay for Life. And until next time, here's a thought from Mother Teresa. If you want a love message to be heard, it has to be sent out. To keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it.